Okay, good afternoon. Thank you for Blagodaria for coming here to the press conference. Well, first thing I have to say, this is very obvious, is that we didn't qualify. All of you know that, so this is not news. And okay, we cannot be happy because this was our goal and we didn't reach this goal. So I think this is the first thing that we have to say. Oh, sorry.
Очевидно не се класирахме. Вие всички го знаете това нещо и ние не сме щастливи с тази ситуация, не постигнахме нашите цели.
Okay, I think the team tried, the players tried. We fight hard to do it, but we couldn't do it. And this is it. This is the result.
Мисля, че всички опитахме, играчите се опитаха и се бориха здраво, но в крайна сметка не се получи и това е резултат.
I think the Bulgarian Federation did a very big effort to organize this team. The organization was perfect, with good facilities to practice, good hotel, good traveling, good control games. I think the organization was very good and I want to say thank you to the Federation for this.
Искам да благодаря на Федерацията за отличната подготовка, която направихме и отличната организация, която имаше около нашия отбор. Имахме добри контроли, бяхме настанени добре, имахме всички възможности да се подготвяме, затова благодаря на Федерацията.
I think it's very important to respect women as top athletes and to put them at the same level of men. This is something that not many federations do and I think our federation did. And then, again, I want to say thank you for this respect.
Смятам, че в спорта жените трябва да имат равни условия, каквито имат и мъжете. Мисля, че много малко федерации го правят това нещо, но БФ баскетбол го прави, за това благодаря.
Then, as a person responsible for the performance of the team, as a head coach, I really feel sorry that we couldn't get the goal to qualify. We knew this was a difficult goal. Everybody who understands about basketball, international basketball, knows the goal was difficult, but we tried. We thought it was possible. We believed it was possible in the beginning, and then we tried to do it. And then, okay, I feel sorry for that we couldn't do it.
Аз съм отговорен за резултатите на този отбор като селекционер. И наистина съжалявам, че не успяхме да се класираме. В началото знаехме, че ще бъде много трудно, всички знаеха, че ще бъде много трудно, но все пак ние вярвахме и се надявахме да се класираме. Опитахме в началото да се борим, но не успяхме.
We need time to analyze in detail the competition. We only came yesterday from the last game and we need time to analyze in detail. I agreed with the president of the federation to have a meeting after the summer to analyze everything in detail. And then I hope we do this because it's very important to analyze, even when you lose or when you win, it's very important to analyze in detail what happened. And I think there are many lessons that probably we can get from here, but we need some time now to analyze that. So after the summer, I will attend this meeting with the president to talk as much as possible about this.
Имаме нужда от време, за да анализираме случилото се това лято. Това се разбрахме с президента на БФ баскетбол Георги Гушков, да се срещнем след лятото, до тогава да анализираме. Има много уроци, които можем да научим от тези квалификации, но трябва време, за да анализираме всичко това. Както знаете, ние вчера се прибрахме от последния си матч и не сме имали това време. Така че след лятото ще се срещнем с Георги Гушков и ще обсъдим ситуацията.
And in this moment that my contract has finished, I want to say a few things. First is that I was very proud to be the head coach of Bulgaria. I really felt this as if it was my country and I really felt very proud for this.
Сега моят договор изтече и аз трябва да кажа няколко неща. Първо, много съм горд, че бях национален селекционер на България.
And I want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody who support me, who support the team, even to the people who didn't support. Thank you also for the positive critics that I received. And then I'm sorry about the mistakes that I made, that of course probably I made many. And thank you to everybody. This is the only thing I want to say.
Второто нещо, искам да благодаря на всички, на тези, които ни подкрепиха и на тези, които ни критикуваха, защото те бяха до отбора. Съжалявам за грешките, които съм направил, защото съм сигурен, че съм направил много, но искам да благодаря на всички.
And I wish all the success for the future for Bulgarian basketball. I think there are very good people in Bulgarian basketball with big hopes, with good feelings about national team, with good feelings for the country. And I think there are many people who deserve better success in the future. So I wish very good luck to everybody. And of course, I will be happy to help the federation at any time, because I will be always open to collaborate in any position. Do I say again? Well, they speak good English. We don't need translator. I mean, this is just...
Yes. Go on.
Okay, this is it on my side. This is it. Thank you very much.
Колеги, заповядайте за вашите въпроси. От нас извиня. Тя предпочита май да отговаря на въпроси, така че... Милян.
The problem is that the Bulgarian women basketball is not as good to qualify for European championship.
Not because you had 4 years to do
something. Well, I think you have to. There are many people who have to analyze this. I think before I came here, the situation was what it was. Sometimes I hear something. It looks like when this coach came from Spain, everything was great here, and then I came here and everything is wrong. And I think this is not like this. The reality is what it is. When I came, the reality was what it was, and now it is what it is. And I did what I could. Probably I made some mistakes, but I did what I could. And I think we are now in Europe in a different reality than in the past. Many countries now put a lot of effort in women's sport. It didn't happen in the past. And now we have many good teams in Europe, very strong teams in Europe. And I think maybe some people don't want to see this reality in Bulgaria. And then I think it's time to forget what happened 25 years ago and to focus what happened in the last 25 years, not before 25 years. And then I think that there are many, many countries who are doing very good job, and the competition is very high. So I think we have to see this reality. And of course, maybe another coach can do a better job than I did, and not say that it's not the reality. But we have to realize what is the situation and try to grow from there and to be positive. I think we have to be positive. I think there were many positive things in this period, as probably they were in the past. And then we have to be positive, see the reality and move forward. But we will have... Well, I didn't have any personal problems. I think the atmosphere in the team was great. I think the atmosphere in the team was very good. In fact, I'm very happy with the players, with all the players that I had. I have to thank them. I want to say thank you to the players. I did already, but I do it now publicly, because they put their best. I think we had all these years players who really were proud to play for Bulgaria, and they did their best. And then we cannot say that they are bad or good. They are what they are, and they did their best. And then we have to support these players to grow in the future more. This is what we have to do. I think the atmosphere was very good. I don't think we had any problem with the atmosphere.
Just to add, what was the atmosphere?
Well, the atmosphere is only one aspect of the game. There are other aspects of the game. The game is basically one sport in which you compete against another team. It's not enough what you do. You have to do better than the other teams. So maybe you can do your best, but it's not enough. And I think this is the situation. What I meant before about the reality, this is what I meant. I mean, we did a lot, but maybe the others did more than us. And then, because we don't compete, this is not a marathon run, I run against my clock. We have to compete against other teams. And what I said before is that many other countries are doing big effort. For example, we have the situation of Sweden, for example. We play Sweden. Sweden has been having medals in young categories for the last 8 years, for example. So it's normal that they have a very good team. If you have medals in young categories for 10 years, it's normal you have a good women team. So we competed against other teams and they did an effort. I think our team performed not bad, really. I think our performance was not bad. I really think so. Maybe if you see the final result, one win, seven losses, maybe you think I'm really crazy, but I was inside the team. I think the players overcame themselves. I think the team was able to fight until the last moment. I think the players did a big effort, but maybe the others did better. And then what do we have to do? We have to continue. We have to continue. I think this is what we have to do. We have to continue. I'm not saying me. I'm saying the team, the Bulgarian basketball. We have to continue moving forward and try to improve more than the others. This is it.